I call the meeting of Building and Grounds Transportation Technology Committee meeting to order at 5:15 PM. Need a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nate? Number three, review high school renovation and addition bids.
All right, we have Nick and Mitch from CD Smith that are gonna kind of run through these bids. Yeah, I'll let them go and then I'll kind of have to talk about when you guys, if so, whoever makes the motion in the meeting, just kind of give a review of what we could look at, but I'll let you guys.
I guess before we go, we just wanted to have this meeting so we can have kind of an open conversation versus sometimes if you're doing an open discussion, there's a low subcontractor that Tom's might have had a terrible experience with, or there's somebody that's, you know, in second place that's local that you guys use, that it's just easier to have an open conversation just so that we're not doing that in kind of an open meeting later. So we really wanted to just go through the list, answer any questions you guys have, just so we're kind of all on the same page for later.
So to Mitch's point, as we go through this for all these scopes, with all the bidders submitted, same process we did for the summer work, bids were submitted. Once we get bids submitted, we go through each scope of work, each subcontractor, verify quantities, scope of work, and make sure that lines up with pricing, and ask questions as needed to make sure that we have full coverage. Our goal is to minimize any additional change order work down the road, so we try to do our best. Keep in mind there's sometimes things that do slip through the cracks, but we really do our best to scope everything out in advance to minimize any surprises down the road. So as we go through this, we're starting with scope number two, which is just kind of building demo and then working through concrete, masonry, steel, and then ultimately kind of through the finishes and then the HVAC and electrical work at the end. As we go through this, and I don't know if you guys want to ask any questions, if you had a chance to look at this ahead of time, have you? Otherwise we can, like I said, we'll go through here. Our recommend to award that's listed on the right is based off of our scope review and pricing. The majority of the time you're going to see that the low bid is recommended, but there are one, maybe two scopes of work on the high school where we're not recommending the low bid, just to give you a heads up on that. So working through for selective demo, CD Smith Construction with cast in place concrete as well, and then for the precast concrete and steel, you can see we've got CD Smith but listed with suppliers for steel and concrete, so we combine those numbers together to get the number on the right, which you can see next to the recommend to award there. For masonry, CD Smith, steel, that goes back to what I mentioned in scope 3B, that steel number, supply number is included with the precast concrete and steel number up top. Going down to 6A, rough carpentry, CD Smith, 6B, supplying plastic laminate architectural cabinets, we have trim pack, finished carpentry trays for the install, CD Smith, spray foam, air barrier, Soper Companies, roofing and sheet metal. So this is one where we don't have the low bidder recommended on this. If I can just give a little bit of quick background on that. With installing the new roofing system into the existing and trying to maintain the warranty and all the tie-in locations, typically if you bring in two different contractors, you have to bring back in the original contractor to help with that tie-in, and they may sometimes have to do the actual tie-in, and then you might have to get both companies to come out for the warranty, and it can be a lot of hassle and a lot of extra money spent bringing that first company back in. So in the interest of maintaining the existing warranty on the roof, which NAC installed a few years back, we have them recommended for the addition of the Tech Ed Center as well for the roof there.
And the low contractor is not a certified installer of your existing roof, so
they can't
tie into it, so we actually have to call NASI back to come do the tie-in. So
yeah, the Duralast product that's spec'd is NASI is a certified installer, where WNL is not, so they'd have to be using a different product. Going down through applied fire protection, Alpha, penetration fire stopping, joint fire stopping, FS Industries, joint sealants, Caulking Plus, interior and exterior expansion joint assemblies, we have InPro, for hollow metal doors, frames, flush wood doors and hardware, we have Tri-City Glass and Door, 8B overhead coiling and sectional doors, we have overhead door of Appleton, For exterior aluminum storefront, glass and glazing and power operators, we have H.J. Martin and Sons. 9A Jipport Assemblies, Verhalen. Acoustical ceilings, Appleton Acoustical Ceiling. Resilient base and resilient flooring and tile carpeting. This is the second one where, this one was within $400, but we have J&W Flooring recommended for that work versus Mako's, who were just slightly lower. Resinous flooring.
I can speak to that one. I wanted to mention that one because we have had, Mako's did some work for us here at the high school a while back. We had some major issues with the floor that they installed right in this hallway right here. They would not go good on helping us to fix that. So in my mind, for $400, we go with the company that J&W Flooring has done a lot of work for us. They've done a lot of good work for us. So I agree with that decision.
For resinous flooring, this was an alternate that was accepted for Macy's. Painting, staining, transparent finishes, MJLP drywall and coatings. Visual display units, fire protection cabinets and fire extinguishers, block iron. Roller window shades, which is also an alternate that was proposed, just for windows, was low and recommended on that one. Vehicle lifts, we're just carrying an allowance for that, and that's a discussion we can have. I know there's furniture allowance in the district's bucket, but we're just carrying that on there. Something that we'll coordinate with Scott when those units are purchased, and but from what we've priced, that should more than cover what we have, and then these savings will come back to you guys. Scope 21 fire suppression, USA fire protection, and then you can see there are a few here, there's not many, but for like accurate fire protection, their number is the lowest, but it notes incomplete scope. There's a couple different fire protection systems with the dust collector that's being installed, and they didn't have that work included in their bid, and they don't do that type of work, so that's why they're not being recommended there with a lower number, because it's not all inclusive. For plumbing, we have Beano Plumbing, HVAC, JF Ahern. Controls, we have Energy Control and Design. Electrical, we have Miller Electric. Earthwork, Richland Excavating, which they're going to be on the back page here. We're also including them for site utilities, which that number is rolled up into that number for earthwork. Asphalt paving, Northeast Asphalt, the Seven Hills underneath that, again, that was an incomplete scope. Portland.
The difference.
I believe they're just a striping company. Portland Spent Concrete Paving, C.D. Smith, and that's included in the concrete number on the first page. Site furnishings, Century Fence. Turf and grasses, Richland Excavating. We're carrying an allowance for that number as well for landscaping repairs around drives and other areas that get disturbed. And site utilities, like I mentioned before, Richland Excavating, and that price is included in their price on the first page. So if you see just a quick note under earthwork, like Ostrenga Excavating and Soper, well, Ostrenga especially is a little bit low, but when you add in the second place utility number, it goes above Richland's combined price. So that's why we're recommending the package deal there.
And then I did want to mention there are a few contractors on this list. So C.D. Smith is signatory to a few trades. So it would be the same as what we did in the summer, as we would help the district write the contract. We would still review all the invoices, so all the payments would come to us before we would give them to the district. But their Richland, for example, is one of those ones that we would have to do the same thing we did last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we would obviously still do all the managing, so it would just be the paperwork side of it to the district.
Yep.
Any questions on high school? Anyone has they wanted to chat about?
Nope, all good. What do you want to do for recommendations on that?
I guess there's a couple different ways on, actually, and we can talk about it in the regular meeting too, but in making the motion. So I don't think we want to go through and make a motion for each separate one. You can say, the high school bids as recommended from C.D. Smith. You can go through and, if you for clarity, if you want to say it, C.D. Smith, scope 2, selective demolition, C.D. Smith, you can go through. You can just say as recommended, because we'll talk about these in the regular meeting too, so everyone has the same information. Just so you don't have to make a separate motion for each one of those scopes. That is obviously very, very long. If you're looking at choosing someone other than what's recommended, that obviously needs to be more of the discussion so that when you, whoever makes the motion, it's clear, you know, the recommended from C.D. Smith on all except or something like that. In case there's a change, that needs to be noted, okay? Just so that the motion is clear, okay?
4, review elementary school renovation bids.
All right, so same process for the elementary school that we just went through. Again, all the recommendations to the right. And then if there are any incomplete scopes or anything that's included in another scope of work line item, it'll be noted on there. So going through again, starting at the top with selective demo, C.D. Smith recommended to award, cast in place concrete, C.D. Smith. Masonry, recommend to award, C.D. Smith. For steel, same process we did at the high school. We have the combined number, C.D. Smith and Manowski. For rough carpentry, C.D. Smith. For 6B plastic laminate architectural cabinets, we have Trimpak. Finished carpentry trades, C.D. Smith. For self-adhere sheet waterproofing, that is going to be included in 7D, which is down at the bottom. That's pro-foamer, so they will do recommended for both scopes of work there. Moving to the second page, composite metal wall panels, Musa. Roofing and sheet metal. Nacy Roofing, again, is just a quick note. They obviously did the work this summer,
yeah.
So they'll be cutting into that and repairing it. So at, they're low there as well to begin with, but just also having the warranty continue and having the same contractor is going to be very beneficial there.
Yeah.
For penetration, fire stopping, and joint fire stopping, we have Performance Fire Stop, joint sealants, MJPL. Hollow metal doors, frames, flush wood doors, Tri-City, interior, exterior, aluminum storefront and entrances, glass and glazing and power operators, Tri-City glass and door. Gypsum board assemblies, Verhalen, tile, H.J. Martin, acoustical panel ceilings and units, Verhalen. Resilient base accessories, flooring and tile carpeting, JW flooring there as well. Resinous flooring, epoxy solutions. And just a quick note, there is a $15 difference there, but recommendation to award for epoxy solutions based off experience and prior work that we've done with both companies. Painting, staining, and transparent finishes, core grain, glass, and paint. Visual display units, toilet accessories, fire extinguishers, cabinets, block iron. Dimensional letter and signage, Fox City signs. Toilet partitions, block iron, wall and door protection, InPro, gym wall pads, Carroll Seating Company, roller window shades, again, this was an alternate for the school as well, Eau Claire Business Interiors. For the bleachers, we have the Goodson Company, scope 12B, elevator, we have two separate ones there, so for elevator number 2, which is the two-stop elevator in the three-story section. We have Otis recommended for that one, and then AeroLift for the elevator by the stage. That's just got the 4-foot lift on that one. Plumbing, Beano Plumbing, and recommendation for that. HVAC, we have A&J Mechanical. Integrated automation, this is one where we also have not recommended the absolute low bidder. We have Energy Control and Design. Miller Electric, Division 26 for electrical, the recommendation. And that's all we have on that.
And I did want to just touch base on the scope 25. So EC&D is in your district. They're in this building. They're getting the new addition here. They're tying into this system. We are getting a new system at the elementary school. But one thing we have to do is we're doing a lot of infrastructure next summer, but we have to keep all of the existing systems functional while we remodel, so it's not just got the old system, we can't put the whole new one in. So EC&D has your current system, so we are going to have to rely on them to come back and work on the existing system to keep it functional while we're updating the 6 different phases, the new addition, or the remodel. So there is some merit in using the company that you guys have, so that way when we leave, Tom has one phone call to make and not two separate ones, and then during construction, if, when we hit a line that's there, we would have to call them to come fix it anyways, because they're kind of contracted already with you guys currently.
Just a question on 8C for the elementary school. Now, does that include replacing all the single pane windows?
Yes.
In the school?
Full window replacement.
Okay.
All right, number five, review timber sale bids.
All right, let me pull mine out. All right, included in your packet is the school forest number two. Caitlin, in your question, I didn't answer this one. This school forest is out by Van Beek subdivision, W out by Parkway, like in that area. So I believe it's actually an 80. However, what's being logged is basically on a 40, like because 40 of it is pine, mostly red pine. And so we worked with the DNR. I've talked to you guys about it a few different times. Worked with Wisconsin DNR. They went out and marked the trees that to be cut, a select cut, in accordance with what's best for that area, and then gave the estimated tonnage for each of the different kinds of wood, because again, a majority of it's red pine, but there is some other oak, and I don't remember what else there was. It was mostly oak, but a majority and the high price is red pine. So we put that out. We left it out for a month, 6 weeks, something like that. We had bid openings, was it just last week, Monday? And so you can see the bids there that came in. They are somewhat close, but obviously Tom and I have spoke. Marshall Giese is the high bidder. Obviously he's local. He also logged this last time. He's done quite a bit of logging for us. When I say that, none of this has been logged in 12 years, but when we did log it, he has done work for us and it's all been good. So that is the recommendation. Just a heads up in talking with the DNR, generally these contracts have about 2 years to get the logging actually done. They give us the price per ton, and then they take it in, get it weighed, and turn in their slips so right now they give us that number of what they're paying per ton. Even if the prices drop, like, we lock them in on contracts, so it's in their best interest to get it done when the prices are similar to what they are, because if they drop off, they still have to pay us what they've been at this. So just a heads up, it's not going to be done tomorrow. They did say that Marshall's is one that, or Giese's is one that does take a little while. They're busy, but the 2 years, and then if they go beyond the 2 years in the contract, we have a couple different options of what we want to do. But the recommendation is to award it to that highest bidder, which is Marshall Giese.
Okay. So. All right, number six, need a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
No? None? Meeting's adjourned at 5:33 p.m.